The late game on Saturday night, 8:15 kick on CBS. It's Tennessee and Baltimore, the Titans and the Ravens, a matchup of a couple of recent Heisman Trophy winners in Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry. Derrick Henry is a man playing with boys out there sometime, just running over folks. And Lamar Jackson, anyone, and I never thought this, but anyone who thought that that cat can't play quarterback in the NFL, you just need to quit analyzing stuff.
Yeah, and I thought it could play, but he had to be at the right team and have the be the right fit. And John Harbaugh, who has a Super Bowl trophy, realized, hey, I have to change my whole offense and let and work it around my, you know, Jackson's ability.
And you know who that reminds me of? His brother Jim, when he had Colin Kaepernick. That's why I don't think Kaepernick can just plug and play kind of guy. He's got to be a guy that the offense is built around him, and most teams are not willing to do that for any quarterback. And as you can see, if you have the last name of Harbaugh, it seems like you're a little bit more open to change. Speaking of change, the Titans going into New England and winning?
Yeah, they did what most can never do, beat the Patriots at home, especially in the postseason. Now, Tannehill, the quarterback for the Titans, he had poor numbers, but as you said, Henry, he ran wild. The Titans' defense was solid. They're playing the Ravens. The Ravens have been the surprise of the league. Everyone knows about Jackson. Harbaugh has a Super Bowl ring. But no one expected this because the Ravens started 2-2, and at this point, they're the number one power-rated team in the league.
I am less surprised to see the Ravens where they are than I am the Titans. I just really didn't think the Titans would be able to make this type of run. I thought it was a franchise that was kind of in flux. I thought they had talent, and obviously do. Ryan Tannehill, again, has shown flashes of brilliance that he can be an NFL quarterback, but a lot of times he reverted back to the way he was in Miami. But I look at this game right now, and the Titans, they're in a tough spot, but they're kind of used to tough spots right now.
They are. And, Coach, do you think that they – I don't, but I don't think the Titans would be in this position if they would have stuck with Mariota. Do you agree with that?
I totally agree with that.
Right. And the reason is it's not nothing against Mariota, but he's that fit-type quarterback that we just talked about with Lamar Jackson. And the Titans tried it, but it didn't work for that, you know, for their roster. Mm-hmm. So they bring in Tannehill, who's a great athlete. You and I both remember him playing wide receiver at Texas A&M. So he can move, mm-hmm, and he can play, but he has a better arm. And you talked about the tough spot. Coach, the team that beat the defending champion in their next game, they're 1-13 straight up. This is playoffs. And 1-12 against the spread. It's almost like those teams, they put everything in one basket. They exhaust all mental and physical energy. In the next game, they lay an egg. Now, when we take a look at the total, it's dropped from 49 to 46.5. Two reasons. Both teams can run and eat the clock. And there's some rain in the forecast. I like the Ravens to win in advance, but I'm not sure if I'm going to lay 9.5 or 10 points.